Welcome to the Plant Rich Podcast, where we enter together into the web of life and all of its many seen and unseen dimensions. I'm Erin Schrader, and it is my honor to hold this portal to the other world. Let's enter, shall we? Tonight I'm recording this podcast at our local community park where there's a baseball game going on and a soccer game and people walking their dogs and the sun is setting. I had to come somewhere where it seemed like community was functioning the way it's supposed to. I needed the comfort of that feeling. There is a business local to me in the same county, owned by a dear, sweet young woman named Beck Lawrence. And the business is called The Serpent's Key. You may know Beck from TikTok. She's the Stitching Witch there, and she's gained quite a bit of TikTok fame over the years. And she opened this sweet little metaphysical shop in downtown Hanover, which is the town next door to the town I grew up in. And earlier this week, she received notification from the downtown merchants marketing committee, who had publicized her grand opening coming up for Samhain, that the chief of police for Hanover Borough read the article about her shop and would be stopping by to warn her about the law against fortune-telling in Pennsylvania. And so those officers came to her shop today and educated her about the law and warned her that if anyone should complain that she read fortunes for profit, that they would be forced to investigate her business. And as you can imagine, this has caused quite a stir in the metaphysical, spiritual, and pagan communities. We are so tired of being silenced. We are so tired of being criminalized, held in suspicion, always seen in the worst possible light. Like most marginalized groups, laws that are meant to protect can be used to demonize and vilify us. The witchcraft and pagan community has responded powerfully to Beck's call, and many people have come to her aid. I spent time on the phone with my state representative today, advocating for a revision of this law, which was written in 1861, so that it would be less likely for this law to be used against people who practice earth-based religions, and somehow actually would protect people from fraud or scamming, instead of being used against people in religious persecution. You know, Beck has been trying really hard to be the change in our community. She's been leading community events, weekend cleanups where she and groups of people go out and clean up the streets. She's done food drives, fundraisers for animal rescues. She's been the face of a community leader, someone who cares about her neighborhood. And the way her community responds is by threatening an investigation based on her religious practices. I find myself questioning the whole inner calculations that we make as people about our behavior in the world, our behavior in community, and the fruits of our actions. What does it mean to be good and kind and a leader? Does that afford us any safety, protection, care? Being service-oriented, kind, compassionate, and generous do not guarantee us reciprocation. I have learned that firsthand over and over again in my life and in my relationships. Being generous, kind-hearted, vigilant for the health of the people I care about does not guarantee me that those people will respond in kind. So why do it? Why continue to clean up the trash, to do the food drives, to work for fair and just laws, to look out for our neighbors, if we're going to continue to be persecuted, vilified, and demonized? It has to be because it's who we are and who we believe ourselves to be. It can't be for an illusion of safety or comfort or belonging, because those are never promised to us. If we are going to act in good faith in the world, that has to be because we choose to be that person, to overflow our life into the world in that way. Because the world will fail us again and again and again. It is our job to not fail ourselves, to know that the virtues that we align ourselves to stand on their own, regardless of the response of our communities to those virtues. To harm none. To live a life of perfect love and perfect trust as much as possible. To do good, to love beauty, to tend Mother Earth, to create sanctuary for those who suffer, those virtues have to be good enough on their own. Without praise, without reward, without guarantees, we have to know that acting in that way is who we are, no matter who the world thinks we are. And that we deserve the same level of respect and honor and care and sanctuary that we offer everyone else. And so if you feel so inclined, go and find Beck's page, The Stitching Witch, The Serpent's Key, and put your support behind her. Because she knows that there are no guarantees of reciprocity based on the love she's giving in the world. But I think she deserves to feel it anyway. She deserves to feel our love, our support, and our gratitude as she goes up against systems of control and oppression that have been in place for eons. I've had a phrase playing in my head for a few days now, based on some study I was doing in my spiritual community. And the phrase is the inversion of self. And this phrase was used to describe shadow work. And confronting the darkness within us. It is a nod to the shadow work Odin did when hanging from Yggdrasil. The surrender and sacrifice that he made to receive the wisdom of the runes. This image is reflected to us in the Hanged Man of the Tarot. When we pull this card, we know it's a time of introspection. Don't make any decisions now. It's a time to see something more clearly that wasn't clear before. And to understand the true meaning of sacrifice. And what are we being asked to sacrifice? And in my own life, in my own shadow work right now, it is clear to me that this belief that goodness, generosity and kindness will somehow make life easier for me, will somehow make me safer, is the sacrifice I'm being asked to make. It is what is on the chopping block in my own life. In order for me to move forward powerfully in my own life, I have to give up the notion that it will afford me any kind of safety or protection in this world. And that I have to truly choose the virtues I say I live by because I believe them to be right. Not because they're some part of some strategic transaction with the world. Because that is simply untrue. And the universe is winking at me because I just passed a woman on the walking path who was wearing a witch's hat shirt that said Salem. There are so many of us out here in the world and more all the time. At our Druid Circle last weekend, we were talking about the revival of Druidry and how it came at the heels of the 30 Years' War. And after hundreds of years of Inquisition and Crusade, when people looked around at each other and said, "What was there before Christianity? We don't remember anymore. Is this faith really what they say it is?" When people are killing each other left and right and torturing each other, is there something more? And through that questioning, the Druid revival was born. And the neo-pagan revival was born. There is something more. More than judgment. More than cruelty. More than force. More than exile. More than the fear of damnation. And the virtues that are more than that are what I stand on. That humans belong to this whole web of life as stewards. As caretakers. And not as masters. That humans are uniquely positioned to make a difference on Earth because we have access to technology and will and communication, and that we blend divinity and material form in a uniquely conscious way. And how we use that power says everything about us and who we are. Betrayal, abandonment, disaster are all guarantees here on this planet. They will happen to us. And when they do, it doesn't mean that we've done anything wrong. It doesn't mean that we're bad people who deserve punishment. Beck did not deserve this inquiry from her local police department. I did not deserve the betrayal of members of my community. And so, to move forward powerfully, we have to sacrifice this idea of worthiness, of protection, of deservingness, and stand in our place as warriors, willing to care for this earth as stewards, as members of a global community. Not because it will save us, but because it's true. Not because it will make life easy for us, but because it is right. Not because it will change the view toward us, because it may not, but because we know who we are. No matter what anyone else thinks, or says, or believes. So go support Beck if you can. The Stitching Witch, the Serpent's Key. Let her know that she is not a warrior alone, but that there are so many of us who see her and believe in her. And the time for us to be silent and hidden is long over. If you would like to support the podcast, you can find a link at plantwitchpodcast.com, or you can go directly to Patreon at patreon.com/therebelherbalist. We welcome your financial support, and we also welcome your participation in this vibrant community of humans who are working together to rejoin the web of life. The audio that you hear for the intro and outro of this podcast is the song Vikings by Alan Gray. Thank you for joining me for the Plant Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Schrader. I'm an herbalist, a mother, a holistic nurse, and a practitioner of the ancient ways. Thank you for joining me, and it's time to come back to life.